ag journalist Sandra Taylor is helping get Canterbury farmers into surfing. Earlier this week, Cosmo Kentish Barnes caught up with her and a bunch of farmers in wetsuits at a Christchurch beach.
I'm a very keen open water swimmer, and I just know how fantastic you feel after you've been in the salt water. And as part of my job, I interviewed a guy, Stephen Thompson, up in Gisborne last year, who'd set up the initiative Surfing for Farmers up there. He did it because he had seen a documentary titled Resurface, which highlighted how salt water, well, cold water and surfing had benefited vets coming back from Afghanistan in the USA, and it has been really healing for them, and it captured his attention. He was a keen surfer, so he set up Surfing for Farmers in Gisborne, and it was a real hit. So I interviewed him, and I thought I'd like to get it set up down here.
And up there they've got about, what, 50 farmers now?
Well, they started off with, I think, 5 and ended up with 50 by the end of the season. And I did hear that there was a group of women who carried on surfing all winter, who were so inspired, and they got themselves organised and went right through the year, which is fantastic.
So how have you organised the surfboards and the surf instructors? And do the farmers have to pay?
No, the farmers pay nothing. Stephen's initiative was very much that farmers don't actually have to pay anything. He doesn't want them to have any reason not to come. So we provide the surfboards and the instruction. We have to seek funding for that. And then we've been able to actually get sponsorship for the meet and for the after surfing beers.
This must be a great opportunity for farmers to get away and just focus on a really positive experience.
Well, that's right. As Stephen says, when you're out surfing, you can only think about what you're doing and catching that next wave. And I think a lot of farmers are facing a lot of regulatory pressure at the moment, as well as some of the banks are really tightening up. And so a lot of them are really facing financial pressure, as well as there's been a bit of media flack about the farming industry, undoubtedly, in the last 12 months. So for them, it's actually an opportunity to get completely out of their environment. As one of the guys said to me last week, he's never done anything like this before, and I think that's it. It just takes them away from the farm and from their day-to-day lives and puts them in a completely foreign environment, and they just feel fantastic afterwards.
So how many farmers are here so far today?
I think we've got probably about 13 or 14, but it is a busy time of the year with weaning and everything else underway. We're also looking to move it to Gore Bay. I've heard that there's quite a few farmers up there who would be really keen if it just wasn't the travel, and that is completely understandable. So depending on finance, that's what we will be doing.
What's the oldest farmer you've had so far go out and do a bit of surfing?
Well, there's one who's about to turn up, and I know he's slightly older than me, so he'd probably be in his late 50s. But we've had, I know, and up in Gisborne, I think they had some people in there well into their 60s, and look, I would love to see a few older people down here, because a lot of farmers are working in isolation, so this actually gives them an opportunity to talk with others without, you know, getting into a situation where you're just talking farming all the time. You're actually out there talking surfing, and I think that's really healthy.
Now, most of the guys are already out there on their boards having a great time. What are the conditions like today?
Well, the cyclone that is travelling has hit the Pacific Islands pretty hard is actually sending some big swells our way tonight, so it's certainly a lot more challenging than it has been in previous weeks. So it'll be great for some of the guys that have been here for 3 previous weeks, because they'll be able to really extend themselves tonight.
Now, Andrew, you work for Lucetti Seeds?
Yeah, Cosmo, yeah, I work for Lucetti Seeds up in Rangura and stooge around North Canterbury, basically, just dealing with farmers, looking at legumes and all that sort of stuff, yeah.
And what are you doing here today in Sumner?
Sandra said, look, would I come and help with the barbecue? So we swim together in the open water and all that drama. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing here. And what is really good about this work is, you know, I work with some of these farmers, some of these kids, you know, some of their parents, you know, and I see the daily pressures, you know, that at the moment it's extremely dry in North Canterbury, the east coast of the country, and I see, you know, the stress and the strain on their face. But I always think, look, I escaped to the city, to the life that I have, and I think, well, I have a respite. But often country folk don't get an opportunity, so I think the surfing initiative is something that's all consuming. It can look, they're going to be terrified out there, they'll come and pale, but they won't have thought about the sheep that they've got to crush tomorrow.
Chris, you've been out surfing. Are you a farmer?
Unfortunately, no, but just enjoying it and having fun. And I work for Rabobank. I'm an area manager.
And was this program something that you really wanted to get your teeth into?
Yeah, it was totally different, hey? And it's doing good for the community, eh?
And from what you've seen so far, do you think the farmers that have started surfing are getting a lot out of it?
Yeah, oh, very much so. So at the moment, we've got mainly younger guys here. And it would be good to get some more mature guys as such. But I think it's making a start.
Yes.
And if we can just get more and more people, get it to grow, and it's going to be successful.
Now, you're the first person out of the water today. What's it like out there?
It's a bit more tiring today. Like, the surf's a wee bit bigger. The water's being pushed across to the left, and they're a bit concerned about the rip down here, so they've got us out a couple of times to go back up the top end of the beach. But it's just something about being in salt water. It turns everything again, you know, around, and you see the balance of things. I think it's great.
Tim, you've just come in. What was it like out there?
Kind of like what I expected, because I like the sea, but, you know, struggling around there with a board. Plenty of short, sharp little waves.
Does it help you to forget about the farm and everything that's going on today?
Well, I reckon if I could catch waves a bit more, I'd have no thoughts of the farm.
Is this something that you think you might continue?
Oh, I'd love to. I love the water. And, you know, what a cool thing to do. Midweek, come out. Yeah.
And where do you farm?
South of Christchurch at Leeston.
Now, Rory, what was it like out there?
Yeah, pretty rough. It was good, though.
Did you get some good waves?
Yeah, some good ones out there today.
Yeah?
Coming in pretty hot, but they were good. Yep, it was definitely something different, something getting off the farm. And, yeah, there's nothing more going through your head than trying to catch the next wave and get back out there.
What farm are you from?
Ferniehurst, North Canterbury.
So that's quite a hike coming down here.
Yeah, 2 hours, about 2 hours drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really good. We come in with a group of us.
How important is it for you as a farmer to do something like this? Because farmers are under a lot of pressure nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's really important, I think, especially around the mental health thing now. You know, like so much attention going towards people's mental health and trying to get farmers off the farm and thinking about other things. And yeah, I reckon it's really important to especially get these young fellas off the farm, like myself, and yeah, try something different and yeah, just forget about the day and just solely focus on a bit of sport.
Soon we're going to smell the pleasant aromas of the barbecue. You must be starving.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Beef and Lamb for that, yeah. They've done well, and Rabobank for supplying a few cold ones afterwards. Nothing like a few tubes after a surf.
Now, Rosie, where are you from?
I'm from Cheviot as well. And I'm from like a horticulture farm, so we do lettuce and broccoli and supply all the supermarkets around the South Island.
How important is this for you, just to, you know, get off the farm and do something totally different?
Oh, it's so nice. There's something different about being on water. It's like very freeing compared to being like on the land and just, you know, at water you kind of get a little bit more weightless and it's like a breath of fresh air in my eyes. And it's quite nice for us to meet new people because, you know, you're on a farm and you're so isolated. You know, you've just got you and your workers. Yeah, it's nice to, like, meet other people and, you know, they're probably doing the exact same thing we're doing, so
yeah.
It's like, oh, you've had a hard day at work? So have I, kind of thing, you know?
Did you get any waves, any good waves?
Yeah, I got a few. It was rough, so I was kind of battling out there, but definitely got a few to come in and then took the rips out to get at the back of the set, so it was quite cool.
So this is the third week of surfing, isn't it?
Yes, this is week three, and the first week they came down here and it was really perfect conditions. It was a dying southerly, but there was enough of a swell, and within 4 minutes we had guys up. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. And I think there's a lot of scientific evidence coming through now about the mental health benefits of cold water. And look, I know I'm an open water swimmer. I know that feeling of well-being, and I just love seeing them come in with that big grin on their faces because I know what it feels like.
Surfing for Farmers Canterbury coordinator Sandra Taylor on Sumner Beach. And if you're keen to do some surfing or support the Surfing for Farmers initiative, go to the Surfing for Farmers website.